Well, good morning. Good morning, team. My name is Angela Solomon. I'm a regional vice president with ACN, and it is my absolute pleasure and privilege to be with you on today's Mojo Call. Today's topic was inspired by the weirdest compliment I have ever received in my life. This guy said to me, "I like your widow's peak." He was referring to the hair that forms a V on my forehead that my sisters teased me about when I was little. It was one of the two things that I wished I didn't have. The other thing was the gap between my two front teeth. I got braces when I was 14 years old. The orthodontist said it would take a year and a half to close the gap. What he couldn't predict with certainty was how resistant my two front teeth would be to moving from the place they had always been. Eventually, after regular visits to the orthodontist to tighten the braces, the distance between my teeth got shorter and shorter. I never took the braces off. The braces were constantly and consistently working, slowly but surely. As the gap was closing, the movement of my teeth wasn't noticeable every day, but the braces were still working, slowly but surely. Not once during the time I was wearing my braces did I ever consider asking my orthodontist to remove them because my gap wasn't closing fast enough. I was committed to wearing braces until I had a beautiful smile with nice, straight, close teeth. Instead of the year and a half the orthodontist promised, it actually took 3 years for the braces to work and produce the smile I always wanted. It took 3 years to close the gap because my teeth were resistant to moving. But work trumps resistance. The braces kept working consistently and eventually overcame that resistance. So what do my teeth have to do with you? Today, I'm going to talk to you about closing the gap. Not the distance between two front teeth, but instead the distance between our aspirations and our attainment, our intentions and our achievement. I'm going to talk to you about closing the gap between your dreams and your reality. If you are on this call today, I believe you were born to do something great. That's why ACN found you and you found your way to ACN. However, there may be a chance that there is a gap between where you are now and where you want to be with ACN. There is some distance. And there is likely some resistance. Getting to the top of ACN requires movement, not just movement of the blue man in your back office, movement in the form of change and personal growth. I'd be willing to make a handsome bet that the SVPs today are not the same people they were when they started the business. They had to move. They had to change. They had to grow. They had to work because there was resistance. Resistance to change, growth, and movement should be expected because it's just easier to stay the same. It takes work to move. How easy is it just to sit in a chair? Easy peasy. But when you decide to get up from that chair, there is resistance. It takes work and movement to change your position from sitting to standing. Resistance is everywhere. Resistance can show up in all kinds of ways. In ACN, resistance can be not being coachable. Resistance can be unsupportive spouses and family members. Resistance can be a job schedule that is incompatible with your ACN schedule. Resistance can be politics that lures your focus from building your ACN business to gossiping about someone else's business. Resistance can be choosing to do something else with your time other than something that will move your business forward. If we aren't totally and completely committed to closing the gap no matter what, resistance eventually turns into excuses. And I'm sure you know that a huge gap exists between making excuses and making money. You probably heard it said that you can't make excuses and money at the same time. This is because when you are determined to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be, you'll do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to achieve your desired result. A year and a half, 3 years, 6 years, quitting is never an option. I'm going to tell you something that is very rarely said but should be said when people first get started in this business. We all get into ACN because we see it as a proven vehicle to get whatever we want in life. More time, more money, more freedom, more travel. You can even find your soulmate in ACN, as many of us have. But there is a gap. For the first couple of months, and even sometimes the first couple of years, you're doing the business, but you're really not that good at it. You're trying your best to do your best. You have potential, but you're just not that great at it. So you're not seeing the results that you want. But your desire for more, the thing that got you into ACN in the first place, is stronger than ever. Seeing other people and other teams have success while knowing with everything inside of you that you too have everything it takes to win and to get to the top of the company is what drives you close to crazy. A lot of people never get past this phase of dealing with unrealized potential, unhatched greatness, that undercover internal power that you want so badly to be externally expressed that isn't yet ripe for public display. Some people get so frustrated and impatient in this phase and they quit. Listen, most people who win in ACN go through years of coping with their unrealized and unrecognized potential. And if you're on this call today and you're just starting your ACN business, or whether you've been in the business for a while and you're still in this phase, you must know that it's normal. And the most important thing you can do to get through it is to work. The more consistent you are with the work you do, the faster the gap will close. Put yourself on a deadline so that every week you meet the goals you set for yourself. Do something to push your business forward every day. Book a massive number of PBZs. Challenge yourself to peak everyone you meet and can think of. Call all of the people on your chicken list. Work consistently. I wish I could tell you there are, but unfortunately, there are no shortcuts to success. The people at the top of the company have paid their dues. Whether they work consistently and productively for 360 days, or they finally work consistently and productively after 10 years, what you see in them is the human representation of consistent work. Champions aren't made on the charts, they're just recognized there. Only by doing the work will you close the gap between your potential and the external recognition of your personal power. The good news is that eventually you'll be as good in the business as you aspire to be. My wish is that you stick around long enough to prove me right and to be an inspiration to all of us. And while you're closing the gap on your way to greatness, let other people be an inspiration to you. When you see other individuals having success, it's their time. They put in the necessary work. They've closed the gap. So don't become a victim of compare and despair syndrome. Get frustrated and start blaming everyone except the person in the mirror. Other people's success should not discourage you or make you envious. Seeing other people win should inspire and energize you because they are showing you what's possible for you. Know that there is enough for everybody. Cultivate and maintain an abundance mindset instead of a mindset of lack. We are involved in multi-billion-dollar industries. Trust me, your time is coming if it isn't here already. In closing, I want to challenge you today to identify the gaps that exist between where you are today and where you want to be. Examine the distance between your dreams and your reality and make an all-out commitment to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to close the gap like never before, right? Overcoming any resistance you encounter with more consistent work, more focused work, and more productive work that actually produces results, not just active work that merely keeps you busy. Whether it takes you a month, a year and a half, 3 years, or six, imagine the person you'll become in the process and the life you'll create for yourself and those you love. Imagine the huge, beautiful smile you'll have as you walk across the stage. Imagine all the people you'll inspire to keep working for closing the gap between average and awesome. Happy Thursday, team, and have the best day.